there's your Gesundheit followed by the sneeze. So you go figure that out. I would recommend that you look up the discography of Riccardo Odriozola. He's recorded a great number of works, a lot of his own works as well. And he's very, very active as a violinist. On May 19th, there's going to be a world premiere of a piece I wrote for two unaccompanied violins. That's going to be done somewhere in Europe, probably Norway, I guess. And we discovered that no composer, no great composer except Bartok, has written for two violins unaccompanied. There have been a few pieces written for two violins unaccompanied, but no great composer that we know of outside of Bartok. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out. It's extremely difficult. A very busy piece. Ricardo has got to work on it pretty soon because he's got to play it on the 19th of May, from what I gather. Again, thank you for listening to this. I'm not going to be going in this direction again for a while. I promise to go back to the old format next time.
Really enjoyed it very much, Les, honestly. It was really terrific. Really, really good. All right, everybody, you're listening to WMFO Medford. It is 10:02 in the morning, and I'm going to come back with Mark Hurwitz in just a second, right after this lovely public service announcement.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of RAD. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'll come and get you. I got a limo.
Joe Walsh is the best.
I love that. Yeah. All right. It's Mike here, along with Mark and Les, of course. And Mark always is here helping out with the free form. And you are the founder of Boston's Hidden Restaurants, hiddenboston.com. You have a blog, Blogspot.
Boston Restaurant Talk.
Boston Restaurant Talk. I always go for the URL, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, it's bostonrestaurants.blogspot.com. Okay. Kind of a weird URL, but if you type in Boston Restaurant Talk,
you'll get
or it. If you type in the word annoying, you'll find me online.
All right, I've got the word annoying in the write-up that I did for the show, so that's perfect. So you've got some news in the industry for restaurants, and you've got some reviews as well, and then you have a six-song set after that.
Yes.
All right, so let's get going here. Come on,
start
snap,
with
snap.
The news. Okay, all thank right. you very much.
Yep.
Start with the news. Two bits of good news, one bit of bad news. Actually, a lot of news, but we'll just focus on the big ones right now. First of all, for those who love tater tots, and who doesn't, the Lower Deaf's in Kenmore Square, they suddenly announced that they were going to switch over to become a taco place called Poe's Taco Cielo. And a lot of people were worried because they were thinking no more tater tots before Red Sox games. But Brian Poe, who is involved with the place, he decided they're going to keep the tater tots. So you'd be able to get tacos, tater tots, and beer, which might make it the best restaurant in the world, but we'll see.
It can become the next dieting fad, actually.
Or anti-dieting fad. Yeah. We'll see about that. But so thanks to Brian and his group there, they are keeping the tater tots. So, yeah, Red Sox fans are happy once again. bad news, Wild Willie's Burger Place in Quincy is closing. I'll have to check the date, but I think they're either closing this weekend or maybe early next week, and they're going to go to auction and sell everything off, which means there's only one more Wild Willie's left in the Boston area, which is in Watertown.
What about the one on Route 1 in Maine?
That's still there.
Okay.
The one in South Portland's closed, but the one you're talking about, which I think it's York?
Yeah.
That one's still open. Rochester, New Hampshire's open.
Oh, good.
Worcester's
okay.
Still open. Needham closed. Watertown's still open, but they have really good burgers.
Yes,
and
they do.
I was so upset hearing about the Quincy place closing.
Yeah.
So, and then a lot of good news, actually. This is really big news. There's a place in Somerville called Spoke Wine Bar that closed because the owner had serious health issues. And it's an industry favorite, a fan favorite. People love the place. And everyone thought they were gone for good, and they just announced they're going to reopen this spring. We're not sure if the owner's involved, because definitely health issues, but the owner, Dave's Pasta, next door, is one of the people behind it, and it looks like he's definitely going to be involved. So for those of you who like Spoke Wine Bar, that's really big news. So, and good luck to them. Good luck to everyone who's opening places, which there are a lot of openings coming up soon. So, to the reviews. Been to a few places of late, like always, and actually went to revisit one that I think we need to go to, Mike. We need to get Sue. I know a lot of you know Sue here after this show. And I think we should do Abundanza and Everett.
You ever been? Yeah. I saw you were just there. No, I haven't been.
It's really close
to
where...
But sometimes, if I eat Italian food, I'll just say, Abundanza.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Sure. Who doesn't?
Actually, I don't, but... it's on the Malden border, so it's pretty close to familiar territory for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very old-school Italian place, but also kind of upscale. One of the few upscale restaurants in Everett. Most of Everett is, cheap eats, really good food, but not many upscale restaurants. And they used to have a downstairs, which is a really nice space, but now they're just using it for catering and private events. But the upstairs is very nice, and they do all freshly made pasta. Like, almost every pasta there is made from scratch, which is great. Italian bread is good. And a little secret, don't tell anybody, is that...
Nobody's listening.
No. Well, I hope someone's listening. There's pizza on the... Actually, I'm sorry. The pizza is not on the menu. It doesn't seem like a pizza place, upscale Italian. But they do make pizza. And if you want, you can order pizza in advance and take it home with you. And I've tried the pizza, and it's really amazing Italian-style pizza. So that's just an excellent place. I've been going there for years. People still don't really know about it, though. Another place recently was Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, Quincy Point, which actually very close to Wild Willie's on Washington Street, Washington Ave, Washington Street, one or the other, mm-hmm. by the shipyard. And from the outside, it looks like a kind of a dive. It's in an old house. But it's a music club and a comedy club, and they have really good pizza. And that's about it. You know, they have appetizers, they have pizza, and they have beer and cocktails. And it's very kind of a cozy place because it's in an old house. And nice people, really nice owners. So it looks a little sketchy from the outside, but it's really not. So highly recommend that if you're south of Boston. And then one more, CK Pearl in Essex. Another place, gotta do a road trip. CK Pearl is on the Essex River. Beautiful location. They have outdoor dining. They have windows facing the water. And it's not really a seafood place. It's more American food. So you get brisket sandwiches. Actually, they have a brisket three-way. It's amazing. And they have fish tacos. They have meatloaf. Just a lot of different dishes. A really good place, and it's in that stretch of Essex down in the center of Essex where there's like five or six restaurants in a row. It's kind of across from Woodman's, so if you know where Woodman's is, it's right there. So I think we'll have to do a couple road trips.
Well, now that the weather's going to cooperate, let's do it.
Yeah, it sounds like, again, 83 on Tuesday, so, oh, you're in Florida, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess I'll go by myself.
So, thanks,
sorry,
Mark.
About that. Yeah.
All right, so... You've got some music to play, do you?
I do.
I'd love to hear it. What do you got?
Well, initially I was thinking of just playing some new noise, as you call it.
Uh-huh.
I haven't found a whole lot of good new music of late. I know there's good new songs out there. You just played one by Incubus. But I decided to go a different route, looking into just music I've been listening to lately, both old and new, that focused really on lyrics. A lot of music today, the lyrics aren't... They're okay, but it's really more about the music. So tried to find six songs that combine really good lyrics with really good melodies. So you kind of have it all. And you probably know a couple of these and maybe a few you don't know. So why don't we start out with a song that I'm sure many of you know from somebody from New Orleans. Actually, not New Orleans, but Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay, you want to just let us guess or you'll say it afterwards or what?
Yeah, I'll let you guess.
All right, it's WMFO. Enjoy, everybody.
About you, you left your mark on me. It's permanent, a tattoo. pierce the skin and the blood runs through. Watch the water boil and I listen. Turn off the television.
Feel the wind blow, I wonder and
like a feather. But who knows what's waiting in the wings of time. Dry your eyes, we're gonna go. Be hiding in sorrow or clinging to the past. Nah, 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 nah. With your beauty so precious and the season so fast. And no matter how cold you rise and appear, or how far first night when I held you near, we're gonna rise from these ashes like a bird of flame. Take my hand, we're gonna go where we can shine. Na 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 na. Love in the air. And ours is a road that is strewn with goodbyes. As it unfolds, as it all unwinds, remember your soul is the one thing you can't compromise. Step out the shadow, we're gonna go.
into space like a dead China doll. You're never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Now she's done and they're calling someone. Such a familiar name. I'm so glad that my find out to our note to know. Here it is, the revenge to the two. You're no good. Can't you tell that it's well understood? Never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow.
Why was he so nervous? He took her to the park. She crossed her arms and lowered her eyelids. Someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you. Her by the hand, walked her back home. They took the long way. Someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you. That you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I've got a question for you once in your life. Maybe tonight I've got a question for you. I've got a question.
Is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
So but I'm never gonna be a fool. I'm never gonna be a fool. Tongues talk fire and eyes cry rivers. Indian givers, hearts of stone. Paper ships and painted faces. The world's no place where
okay, I guess you're right. It was pretty much over.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Professional to the end. So, yeah, Mark, you want to talk about that lovely set that you just played? Really enjoyed that.
Sure, sure. So, again, it was songs where both lyrics are strong and melodies are strong, which you don't usually hear both these days. But, you know, especially in the 70s, actually 80s, 90s, some of these songs were from the 90s and actually beyond. There was some great artists out there, lyric-wise. So, started out with Lucinda Williams from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And that song was right in time from, that was Car Wheels on a Gravel Road.
Yeah, 2006.
Yeah, exactly. And just a great song. We can't really talk about the theme of the song too much. It's, you know, a little R-rated, I guess you could say. But great lyricist, and you can tell She's had kind of a hard life. A lot of songs are, you know, based on personal stuff. And I guess there's one album out there that's considered better than that one after she went through, I guess, a breakup and I think the death of someone in her family. But definitely worth looking into, listening to Williams' music. There's a lot of it over the past 20, 30 years.
Yeah, the Car Wheels on the Gravel Road is a great record.
It is an amazing record, yeah. I mean, you could pick any song off that album and play it.
Mm-hmm.
After that was David Gray, Shine, which is early David Gray, before anyone really knew him. And David Gray, he's from England, then he moved to Wales. I think he's back in London now. And he's kind of, to me, he's kind of a British version of Bob Dylan. Just great lyrics, great melodies. And unlike Bob Dylan, I know I'll get some flack. He's an incredible singer. He's got quite a range. And, you know, he's about, I guess, late 40s now, and he's still putting out some great music. So, one of my favorites. I mean, I always listen to him all the time. I know you do, too. You play a lot of his music.
Mm-hmm.
After David Gray was Elliott Smith.
I'm so glad you played this one.
Oh, song is called Waltz Number 2, and we're talking about it. Now we know why. You know, we're talking, is this a waltz? No, that was like the dumbest question I've ever asked.
There have been others.
Yeah, there have been. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Elliott Smith is a tragic story, really, because he died at the age of 34. They still don't really know whether he killed himself or was murdered. He was stabbed in L.A. in, a hotel room or something. And he had lots of psychological issues, drug issues, drinking. And he seemed to be clean, and then he died really young, way too young. That song was from 98 from a great album, with just so much material. And a lot of people have heard his music in the movie Good Will Hunting. But other than that, you know, unless you're into the alternative rock, you don't really know much from Elliott Smith. In fact, that song never even charted. Can you imagine? It never charted in America. It's just such a great song. You hear a lot of it now. So, that was followed up by Wilco with Billy Bragg, California Stars, which is off Mermaid Avenue from 1990. No, was it 2008 or 1998?
I don't have a date here, but brilliant.
I think it was 98.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely brilliant.
It's all the music of...
It was from Woody Guthrie. These were unreleased songs. Woody Guthrie wrote all these songs, and they were in a vault somewhere. And Wilco and Billy Bragg, just with some other guests like Natalie Merchant, they decided to put out an album with all these Woody Guthrie songs that were never heard before. And how California Stars was never put out there, it amazes me.
I know.
Because it's, again, it's a favorite of yours, favorite of mine, favorite of a lot of people. And that was followed up by Rhett Miller, who, he's from the old 97s. It's a Texas band. And
I play a lot of them.
Yeah, I they're like great. Them. He's great. He was born in Austin, and basically, if you're born in Austin, Texas, you're probably going to be a musician. Yeah, it's a great music town. Now, it was kind of an unknown song called Question, and he's still putting out great stuff right now. Not sure. I don't know if he... Is he still with the old 97s? I don't know if he is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can look that up while you're chatting.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll check it out later. And that was followed up, or the finish of the set. The last song of the set. Yeah, Wake Up. Was Richard and Linda Thompson. That was A Heart Needs a Home, which is from 1975. That was actually a live version. And for those who don't know Richard and Linda Thompson, you know, her voice is just so pure, and their songwriting is, it, to me, it's up there with, you know, Leonard Cohen, Dylan, just some of the greatest lyrics. And you don't hear a whole lot of them. You know, you hear Wall of Death by Richard and Linda Thompson.
Yeah.
Which they kind of helped spawn, you know, the band X, of course. You know, 4th of July.
Oh, I thought you said AXE. X, yes.
No, X. Okay. So if you listen to Wall of Death and then you listen to, you know, X 4th of July, there's a lot of similarities. So a lot of these punk bands, a lot of the new wave bands, a lot of alternative rock got their music from Richard and Linda Thompson, which actually we were talking about during the songs how almost every one of these acts, except maybe David Gray, was either influenced by or influenced R.E.M., Big Star, and The Replacements, those three that have a very big connection. And I almost think that would be a good segment at some point because people know R.E.M., and, you know, people know to a lesser extent The Replacements. No one really knows Big Star. So it might be worth doing a couple songs from each of them.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Next time, whenever, if you ever invite us back, we will. I'll definitely try to do that.
I know, that's still pretty questionable.
It is questionable, yeah. Yeah,
it is. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That was really fun. Nice to hear those.
Yeah. And one really quick thing. I know we were talked also during the music about where you ate last night. It's a place I'm dying to get to.
Southern Kin.
Yeah.
Yeah, over in Assembly Row.
Yeah, it's from a restaurant group, a local restaurant group, and sometimes flags go up when you hear restaurant group. Mm-hmm. But ever since this place opened, I've been hearing nothing but great stuff about it.
Well, I decided since it was my first time there, I would have to have the fried chicken and waffles. And it's not... I mean, I didn't know that the waffles would have peppers in them and stuff. It was very spicy, and the it's very hard to get good fried chicken.
Oh, in this area,
it was great.
That's
it was
good
really
to know.
Good. Yeah, you got to go there. Really good, attentive staff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff on the menu.
Is it a big space?
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yep, and there's a bar right up front, so that's good.
Did you get a table right away?
Yeah, we made a reservation.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crowded.
Try it.
It was crowded.
I'm dying to go there.
Yeah, Assembly Row is fun anyway.
It is. Yep.
All right.
So, all right, well, that's it for me. I'm out of here. No, I'm not out of here.
I know you got to go because you have another walk to do.
We'll be here until just before 11.
Okay. Well, I've got some new noise here, probably for the last set of the day, for me anyway. As all of you probably know, Samantha Fish has a new record called Chills and Fever. That's right. I'm going to play something from that. This is a really great tune of hers. There are always great tunes from her. This is called He Did It, new Samantha Fish here at WMFO. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. WMFO Medford, how you doing, everybody? It's Mike on the mic, 10:58 in the morning, and that means we're almost on borrowed time. Got to get out of here, but thank you, Mark. Thank you, Les, very much.
Thank
we're,
you.
We're going to plan for the next
Our
time.
Pleasure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hopefully in May, if possible.
Yeah, I think, well, maybe the last weekend in May. We'll see if that works.
We'll figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so quickly, we played in that last set, He Did It by Samantha Fish, brand new album called Chills and Fever. The Shelters, great band. The Shelters was Liar. Then the Riverdales from 1997. Storm the Streets was that CD. That's Riverdale Stomp. Guided by Voices from 2000's Isolation Drills. That was Glad Girls. And just heard Lady Antebellum, brand new single from them within the last 2 months or so. You Look Good. And I played that for Liz, who's coming up next for something about the women. She's rocking an Elvis t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah. It's just wicked cool.
Oh, it's a great shirt. Yeah.
All right. I know you guys got to go because one of you is walking.
Yes.
Guess which one?
The other one's sleeping.
The one who didn't get any sleep last night is walking.
So I'd be left.
No.
All right, I'm going to leave you all with brand new Julian Lennon. It's in a different language, so I'm not even going to try to butcher it. Listen to it, though. You can hear the way he says it, then I'll learn it, too. All right, it's Mike on the mic. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week at 9 a.m.
Have a good weekend, all.
WMFO.
Bye-bye.
Right here in Medford.
Revolving around the golden sun.